Psalm 116, you help one another find it in their Bibles. And welcome to all this morning. As a new lady just joined us recently, thank you as well. Good to see you all.
因为就是你们诗篇116篇，你们互相帮助大家找到这个诗篇。我们欢迎今天新来的这个女士罗女士，谢谢大家。
Psalm 119, and it's verse number 1. No, 16. 116, you're right.
所以诗篇116篇第一节。
116, it begins like this, I love the Lord.
所以这第一节开始是我爱耶和华。
Well, you go out to certain people on the street, you say, do you love the Lord Jesus?
你去碰到街上碰到一个人说你爱主耶稣基督吗？
And some of them might say, well, I guess he was a good man, but I don't know that I love him.
有些人会说呢，我认为他是个好人，但是呢，我不确定我是否爱他。
The psalmist said, I love the Lord because.
所以呢，诗人说呢，我爱耶和华，因为。
There's a reason why people love the Lord Jesus.
这里有原因的，为什么人们呢爱主耶稣基督？
So what was the psalmist's reason?
那么这个诗人的他的原因是什么？
He said, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications.
他说我爱耶和华，因为他听了我的声音和我的恳求。
I love him because he hears me when I pray.
所以呢，我爱他是因为我祷告的时候，他听我的祷告。
And I think if you were to stop the psalmist at this point, and you were to say, okay, can you please give me an answer? Tell me how he heard your prayer, how he answered your prayer.
所以我认为呢，你如果说这个时候让这个诗人停下来说，说你能不能告诉我他是怎样，当你祷告的时候，神是怎样听你的祷告的呢？
And,I think he'd probably stop and say, well, how many answers to prayer do you want me to tell you?
所以呢，有人他会停下来说呢，你想要我告诉你他回应了我的多少祷告呢？
There were a lot of them, he might say.
他说呢，有很多。
And so, the key reason, he says, I love the Lord because he heard my prayer and he answered my prayer.
所以那个关键的理由呢，就是说呢，我爱耶和华，因为他听我的祷告，他应允我的祷告。
So I'll tell you, I keep on telling you personal stories because, in part, I want you to know this is real stuff.
所以呢，我要告诉大家一个故事，我一直告诉大家我私人的故事。那么说呢，这是我原因是我要大家知道这些都是真实的。
So many years ago, I was going to preach on the subject of prayer.
所以呢，很多年前呢，他要去讲道，讲道的主题是祷告。
And I said to myself, Harold, this prayer stuff, is it something that happened way, way back then, or is it contemporary?
所以这个里面呢，我就跟自己说 ，Harold， 这个就是祷告的事情。那么说这个祷告呢，它是在很久很久以前发生的呢，还是也适合现代呢
？So I asked myself the question. I said, Harold, has the Lord answered any of your prayers in the last 2 weeks?
所以呢，我对自己说，我说 Harold 的主呢，在过去的两个星期之内，有没有应允过你的祷告呢？
And I thought, and I said, yeah, he has. That's pretty, I know about the way back then, but in the last 2 weeks, he's answered some of my prayers.
我说是的，因为就是我知道呢，在以前有很多，但是我知道在过去两个星期呢，他真的应允了我的祷告。
I guess I came across the line 2 weeks because I'd met a boy at university.
所以呢，我认为呢，我上次呢，就是说是走过一条路的时候，我在碰到一个就是在大学里的学生。
He was one of my friends.
他是我的一个朋友。
And so he said to me, Harold, I just want you to know, I have decided that I'm not going to be a Christian anymore.
所以他对我说呢 ，Harold， 我已经决定了，我不再想做一个基督徒了。
Oh, I thought something's very, very wrong there.
所以这什么事情非常非常的不对了。
So anyway, I asked him why. He gave me a couple of questions. He said, can you answer those questions?
所以我问他为什么,他就问了我几个问题,他就说你能回答我这几个问题吗?
I said, I don't think I could answer those questions, but I don't understand the questions. How could I answer them if I don't understand them?
所以呢,我跟他说呢,我认为呢,我不能回答你的问题,因为我不理解你的问题,如果我不理解你的问题,我怎么可以去回答你的问题了?
But I said to him, this is what I do know. I know that in the last 2 weeks, the Lord has answered two or three of my prayers. I think I said three.
所以呢,我认为呢,这是我的答案。我说呢,我知道的是在过去两个星期呢,主耶稣基督呢,他来回应了我的两到三个祷告,我认为是说我当时说的三个祷告。
And so I told him about number one and number two and number three.
我就告诉他第一个,第二个,第三个。
You know what he said to me?
你知道他对我说什么吗?
He said, I guess if God had answered my prayers like that in the last 2 weeks, I wouldn't be asking these questions either.
他说呢,如果我认为呢,如果那过去两个星期神呢,回应了我这样的三个祷告,我就不会问这些问题了。
So that's where the 2 weeks came from.
这就是两个星期中间的事情。
Just about every time I preached on the subject of prayer since, I've said, and in the last 2 weeks, Harold, what has the Lord done? What prayers has the Lord answered in your life in the last 2 weeks?
然后呢,我就说呢,在这几个星期呢,我就祷告,过去两个星期我祷告的主题呢,就是这样一个那样一个,我的自己说呢,Harold,在这过去两个星期主呢回应了你的几个祷告呢?
And so I just want to tell you, the Lord has answered some of my prayers in the last 2 weeks.
所以我想要告诉大家,是在过去的两个星期里,主耶稣基督呢,回应了我的一些祷告。
Why did the psalmist love the Lord?
为什么这个诗人爱主呢?
Because he has heard his voice and his supplications or his prayers.
因为他听到了他的声音和他的恳求,或者说他的祷告。
Now verse 2 is interesting. It says, because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live.
第二节呢,非常有意思,他说他既向我侧耳,我一生要求告他。
That's a strange kind of a thing.
这是一些比较那个奇怪的一些事情。
So I went to my boss once.
我也是呢,去找我的老板。
And I said to him, what do you want me to do today?
所以我跟他说呢,今天你要我做什么?
And he told me.
他告诉我。
I went the next day and I said, what do you want me to do today?
第二天呢,我又告诉他说,你要我今天做什么?
And he told me.
他又告诉我。
I did that for about a week.
我这样呢,持续了一个星期。
And then I said to him, what do you want me to do today?
然后呢,我就跟他说,今天你要我做什么?
He said, I want you to open your eyes and look around and do what you think you have to do and stop asking me the same question.
他说呢,我要你呢,张开你的眼睛,环顾四周去看看你应该去做什么,不要再一直问我同样的一个问题。
Is that what it is with Jesus?
这个是跟主耶稣基督也是这样的吗?
No, he doesn't say, stop asking me those questions. He says, keep on asking me those questions. Keep on asking me what to do. Keep on asking me for things. He wants us to ask him.
所以呢,主耶稣基督他不这样,他不是说呢,你停止不要问我问题,主耶稣基督呢,他要我们呢,一直要问他的问题,一直问他问题,就是说呢,他要我们保持呢,一直问他的问题,问他同样的问题。
How long are you going to keep on asking Jesus for things?
你要一直呢,就是说是保持问主耶稣基督,怎么做,要多长时间呢?
What's verse 2 say?
第二节怎么说的?
As long as I live.
所以我一生都要。
When do you think I prayed more in my life?
所以呢,就是你认为什么时候在我的人生里要多祷告呢?
When I was a boy?
当我还是个男孩。
When I was a teenager?
我是个青少年的时候。
When I was out working?
是我在工作的时候。
Or today?
还是今天。
Today? Okay, today.
今天就是今天。
It's wonderful. Why?
就是非常奇妙,为什么?
Because he heard me yesterday, that's why.
因为他昨天听到我的祷告，这就是为什么。
He says, Harold, you keep on asking me, I'll keep on giving you stuff.
所以他说呢 ，Harold， 你一直向我求什么，我就会一直给你什么。
When I was a boy, I used to go to my mommy and say, I'd like lunch.
所以呢，当我是个男孩的时候，我去找我的父母说，那我想吃午餐。
Okay, if she were alive today, what do you think I'd say to her?
你如果她今天还活着，你认为我想对她说什么
？I think I'd say I'd like some more lunch, please.
我说呢，我今天想多吃点午餐。
All right, what's verse 3 say?
那么第三节说的什么了
？It says the pains of death.
是死亡的愁苦。
They encompass me.
缠绕我。
Pangs of Sheol laid hold of me.
阴间的痛苦抓住我。
I found trouble and sorrow.
我遭遇患难愁苦。
Then I called upon the name of the Lord. I said, O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul.
那时我便求告耶和华的名说，耶和华，我求你救我的魂。
Sometimes we pray about the simple things.
有时候呢，我们为简单的事情祷告。
Sometimes we pray about the really important things.
有时候呢，我们为真的重要的事情祷告。
This was when he was in the pains of death.
这个呢，就是在他在痛苦和死亡的过程中。
He was in deep trouble. He figured he was going to die, and he said, "I found trouble and sorrow."
他在那极大的痛苦中，他感觉他都要死了。他说呢，我遭遇患难愁苦。
He said, verse 4, Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul.
在第四节呢，他说呢，耶和华呀，我求你救我的魂。
And this is his response. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you, for you have delivered my soul from death.
所以这是耶和华的回应。第五节说呢，耶和华有恩惠有公义，我们的神以怜悯为怀。耶和华保护愚人，我落到卑微的地步，他救了我。我的心啊，你仍要归安乐，因为耶和华用厚恩待你。主啊，你救我的命，免了死亡；救我的眼，免了流泪；救我的脚，免了跌倒。
It's true. Sometimes our needs are so great when we pray, they leave a massive impression on us. We say, "Wow, God answered me."
所以这个也是个事实。有时候呢，我们有极大的需求，所以在这个时候呢，我们的祷告呢，就是对我们呢，就是产生非常大的影响。我们说，哇，神呢，他回应了我。
So how did the Lord answer him?
所以主是怎么样的回应他的呢
？Verse 8. You have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling.
第八节说呢，你救我的魂，免了死亡；救我的眼，免了流泪；救我的脚，免了跌倒。
Well, that's kind of nice.
这个是非常好。
He delivered his soul from death. You can understand how important that is.
其实这个是非常好的，就是说呢，他救了他的魂，免于死亡。你知道，你也理解这个是有多么的重要。
He delivered my eyes from tears.
他救了我的眼，免了流泪。
Is that kind of nice when it happens?
所以这样发生的是不是很好呢
？Yeah, you stop crying.
你就停止哭泣。
See, this is wonderful. I was in deep trouble, and I'm not in deep trouble anymore. And a big smile comes on your face.
所以呢，你停止哭泣了，这个是不是很好呢？我其实在那个极大的麻烦和痛苦中，我现在不再流泪了，我脸上有微笑出来，这是不是很好呢
？And my feet from falling.
所以救我的脚，免得跌倒。
That's encouraging. When you fall down, you're not very happy. Usually, when you fall down, you break something and big problems.And the Lord says, not only did he deliver my soul from death, but he delivered me from tears, and he delivered me from falling.
所以呢，这个就是非常好的，因为呢，就是说是有时候呢，你跌倒了，就是并不是一件什么好事儿，并不是好事呢。这个时候你跌倒了，他扶你起来，这个对你来说很受鼓舞的。因为主呢，他不仅仅说让我的魂免了死亡，救我免了流泪，也免了流泪，他同样呢，让我从跌倒中呢把我救出来了。
Now what happens? What's the What's the proper response of all that?
现在这些所有的这样的，我们正当的反应应该是什么样子
？Verse 9。
第九节。
I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living。
所以呢，第九节说我要在耶和华面前行活人之路。
Why does the Lord answer your prayers?
为什么主要回应你的祷告呢？
So that you will walk following him. You'll say, that was good. He heard me. I am going to follow him.
所以就是说这是你要就是说是跟从他，跟从他呢就是说是你说呢啊，这个很好，因为主耶稣主呢他救了我，我要在他面前行走，我要跟从他。
Verse 10, I believe, therefore I spoke. I'm greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars.
第十节说呢，我信了，所以我如此说话，我受了极大的困苦，我曾急促地说，人都是说谎的。
He basically said, there's no hope. There's no hope in anybody. All the people around me, they're no good. They never tell the truth.
他基本上说呢，这里没有什么盼望，因为在我周围的人呢都是说谎的，他们从来不讲真话。
But the Lord didn't abandon him.
但主呢并没有抛弃他。
So in verse 12 now, he asks a very important question.
所以在第十二节呢，他问了一个非常重要的问题。
What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me?
我拿什么报答耶和华向我所赐的一切厚恩
？So the Lord, you pray, the Lord answers your prayer, and after that, what's next?
所以你祷告，主呢就是说呢应允你的祷告。那么应允了以后呢，会下一步会是发生什么呢
？You say, well, what do I do after that?
所以你说呢，在这之后呢，我应该做点什么呢？
And so, verse 13 begins a series of things that we can do as a result of his kindness toward us in answering our prayers.
所以第十二节这是以列出来一系列的事情我们可以去做的，作为他回应我们祷告的这样的结果。
Verse 13, number one.
第十三节第一个。
I will take up the cup of salvation.
我要举起救恩的杯。
What's that mean?
这个什么意思
？I will take up the cup of salvation.
我要举起救恩的杯。
Let's presume that you're in the ocean and you're drowning.
所以我们假设呢，你在海洋里，你现在快要淹死了。
And you pray.
你祷告。
And the Lord sends a boat.
所以主呢派了一艘船。
And so you're in the ocean, and there's the boat.
所以你在海洋中间，这里有一条船。
And you say, if I were going to go for a boat ride, I don't think I would like to go in that boat.
所以你说呢，我如果要去坐船的话，我不认为我想坐那条船。
That boat is green. I would like to go in a blue boat.
所以那个船是绿色的，我想坐的是那个蓝色的船。
That boat is going west. I would like to go east.
那条船是走往西走的，我想呢往东走。
Is that what you would say?
这是你准备要说的吗
？Or would you say, I am going down?
或者说你说呢，我现在快要沉下去了。
If I get into that boat, I'm going to stay up.
所以如果我进到那条船里呢，我就会保持在上面。
I would rather get into that boat than drown.
我呢宁愿呢进到那条船里，而不是想被淹死。
So you say to the man on the boat, yes, I want to get into your boat. It's not necessarily the boat that I was thinking about, but it's going to save me. I want to be saved, and I'm willing to get into the cup or the boat that salvation is in.
因为你对那个船上人说呢，我想进到那条船，尽管这条船呢不是我想要的那条船，但是呢我进到那条船里呢，我就会得救呢，所以呢我要进到那条船，我要在船里举起救恩的杯。
It happened to me one night.
有天晚上发生在我身上。
And I was in the middle of the ocean.
我是在那个海洋的中间。
With my father.
跟我父亲在一起。
And it was getting late, and the wind was blowing in the wrong direction, and I couldn't get the motor on my boat to start.
所以天色已晚了，风的方向呢也吹得不对，所以当时我的那个船的马达呢也发动不了。
And a man came to me in his boat, and he said, "Would you like me to tow you to shore?"
所以那一个人呢，就是开着船过来，他说：“你想不想让我把你的船呢拖到岸边去？”
What do you think I said?
你认为我说的什么？
I said yes.
我说好。
He said, "I'm going into the Falls Creek."
他说我呢要到那个 Falls Creek 那边去。
I said, "That's not where I was going."
我说那个不是我想要去的。
And then I said, "You know, if you take me to where you're going." Then I'll be able to get to where I'm going. But if you don't take me to where I'm going, I'm going to spend a long night out here in the ocean.
所以呢，就是说呢，我跟他说呢，如果你带我去那个你想去的那个方向呢，最终呢，我会去到我想去的方向。但是如果我不跟你走的话，我会在那个晚上的海洋中间待很久。
So I said to him, "Yes, I want your salvation, and I am willing to take the cup." Of your salvation, I'm willing to go with you as you save me.
所以呢，我就说呢，也是的，我想要你的那个救恩，也就是说呢，我愿意呢去喝你这个救恩的一杯。然后呢，如果你能够救我，我愿意去到你想要去的地方。
That's what people say to Jesus when he says, "I want to save you."
所以这就是人们呢对主耶稣基督说的，主耶稣基督说呢，我想要救你的时候。
And we say to him, "Jesus, I'm not really sure exactly where you're going. One thing I do know, if I go with you, I'm going to live, and my sins are going to be forgiven. I want to go with you. Take me wherever you want me to go."
所以呢，我们跟主耶稣说呢，我们不是很确定呢，您想要去哪个地方？但是呢，我们知道，如果我跟您走的话呢，您会就是饶恕我的罪，会拯救我。所以呢，不管你去哪里，我们都会跟着您走。
So if the Lord is going to save you, if the Lord is going to answer your prayers, what are you going to do? Number one, you take the cup of salvation.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他想要拯救你，想要回应你的祷告，你准备怎么做呢？第一个，你要是拿起那个救恩的杯。
Verse 13, second clause, and call upon the name of the Lord. I'm going to keep on praying.
第十三节的第二部分呢，就是呼求耶和华的名，我要一直祷告。
Verse 14, number 3, I will pay my vows to the Lord.
第十四节是第三点，我要在他众民面前向耶和华还我的愿。
Do you ever pray and say, "Lord, I got a big problem. If you save me, I will do this"?
所以有没有说呢？你祷告时候，主啊，我现在有一个大的麻烦呢。如果您拯救我的话，因为我会去做这件事情。
So what would you do if he saved you?
那么如果他拯救了你，你会怎么做
？Well, you do it.
你继续做。
And there were all kinds of men in the Second World War, and the bullets were flying all around them.
就是很多人呢，在第二次世界大战的时候呢，那个子弹呢，在他周围飞。
And they said, "Lord, if you save me and get me out of here, I will do this."
所以他们说呢，主啊，如果您救我呢，我会做这些事情。
And many of my friends, when they did that, they came back from the war and they did exactly what they told the Lord they were going to do. That's what this verse says.
所以很多人呢，他们在第二次世界大战那个战场中回来以后呢，主真的拯救了他们，他们做了所有他们当时说要跟主应允主要做的事情，就是这节经文所说的。
Time is gone. What else are you going to do?
所以时间也到了，那么还有什么其他他要做呢？
Verse 17, I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving.
第十七节，我要以感谢为祭献给你。
You say thanks when the Lord saves some, when the Lord answers your prayer.
所以呢，就是说主呢，他回应你的祷告以后呢，你会说感谢吗
？If the Lord answers your prayer, say thank you, Lord.
如果主呢应应你的祷告，你说感谢主。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
says, I will say thanks in the courts of the Lord.
我要在耶和华的殿里说感谢。
A lot of people say, I'm prepared to say thank you privately.
所以很多人说呢，我就是准备呢感谢你呢，私下的感谢一下。
If the Lord has answered your prayer, why don't you say thank you publicly?
如果主呢就是应允了你的祷告，你为什么不在公开场合说呢感谢主呢？
Why don't you say thank you, in the church?
你为什么不在那个教会里说感谢你呢？
Why don't you say thank you to your friends and your family?
为什么不在你的朋友、你的家人面前说感谢主呢？
What a strange thing. If the Lord were to save you, and you were to say, I'm not going to tell anybody.
所以这是一个多么奇怪的事情。如果主呢拯救了你，你说呢，我不想告诉任何人。
Long time ago, the Lord did a wonderful thing for me.
所以很久以前呢，主在我身上行了奇事。
And the amazing thing is, other people found.out about the fact that wonderful things were happening to me.
所以是非常奇妙的事情，其他的人呢发现了在我身上呢发生了奇妙的事情。
And I was embarrassed. I didn't want them to know.
所以呢我就是有点尴尬，我不想让他们知道。
But they did know.
但他们确实知道了。
And then I thought, what am I going to say?
然后呢我说我准备要怎么说。
And I said, Harold, you better tell them.That the only reason that good things are happening to you is that you prayed that they would.
这个呢就是说是如果我跟他自己说 Harold, 你最好去跟他们说呢就是说呢在你知道我身上发生的这些奇妙事情是因为我祷告了神的应允了。
And then I thought the terrible thought, and it went like this. I said, Harold, if you don't tell them that God answered your prayers, maybe you're not going to get any other good thing happen to you after that.He did this good thing for you. Surely you should give him the glory. And if you don't give him the glory, then maybe he won't give you some other good things.
因为我就自己那出现了一个可怕的想法，我就说呢，Howard， 如果你不去告诉别人主在你的身上行的奇妙的事情，应允祷告，那么下一次呢，主呢可能不会应允祷告，也不会让那些奇妙事情再次发生在你身上了。
So I started telling people that the only reason the good thing happened to me was that God did it for me.
所以呢我开始去告诉所有的人就说是唯一的原因在我身上发生这些奇妙的事情呢是神在我的人生中行了奇事。
What's the conclusion?
那么结果是什么
?Read your Bible.
读你的圣经。
Pray every day, that's the conclusion.
读你的圣经每天祷告这也是我们的结论。
And then you can say with the psalmist, I love the Lord because he heard my prayer.
所以你可以跟诗人一起说呢，我爱耶和华，因为他也应允我的祷告。
So Lord, we want to thank you. You're a good God.
你主啊，我们要感谢您，您是一个好神。
You even listen to us, you listen to me.
所以呢，你甚至听我们的，也听我的。
Lord, may each of us say, therefore, I'm going to call upon the name of the Lord as long as I live.
所以呢主要呢愿我们每个人说呢我一生一世都要求告主。
And so Lord, we just pray that your blessing will be upon us. Thank you for all the good things you've done for us.
所以主要我们就祷告您的赐福呢会降临在我们身上感谢您呢在我们身上行的一切的美事。
And Lord, keep on doing good things for us, we pray.
所以主要求您呢一直在我们身上行美事我们祷告。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.